Podcast for February the 8th, 2021. I think that basketball can give a lot of people, well, my basketball experience can give a lot of people a lot of drive and motivation and inspiration. I used to play a lot of basketball almost every other day, if not every day, when I was younger. And what I did was, I would struggle a lot. You know, I would shoot the ball over the backboard. I would shoot it off the behind the backboard. I don't know how it was in front of the rim, but it would go behind the backboard. That was how good I was. Not really. I wasn't that good at all at basketball when I was younger. We get screamed off the court. You know, a friend got real mad at me one time. And I wasn't playing defense. You know, at the time I took it to the heart, but really he was just trying to make me better, you know. He was just trying to, when I look at it all, he was just trying to make me step up my intensity level and step up in general, just, you know, work. You know, if you're not going to do one thing, that's okay, just do this. Just play some defense, you know. Move those legs, you know, get moving, you know. As people want to, you know, even in street ball, like, people want to win after all that hard work, all that sweating and everything else. Like, people want to win, so you got to bring it. So that's kind of like, you know, you have to have this kind of cheap chip on your shoulder and something that provides you motivation when you are, whoa, going over some humps, when you are, you know, pursuing something. Because if you don't have enough drive, if you don't have enough motivation to do it, you're not going to continue doing it. And it's important if things are going to be, yeah, if you're going to be a producer, to be, it's important that you have that thing, that chip on your shoulder that motivates you. See, a lot of people don't have that. And so they start something, and they don't have no why. They don't have no motivation as to why they're doing what they're doing. And then they wonder why nothing ever becomes of it, because they just never had that thing that said, I'm going to prove them wrong, you know, or I'm going to prove it to prove myself right instead of trying to prove them wrong. You know, I'm going to be, you know, I will not be outworked, you know, I will not be, you know, looked at as less than, you know, because I'm going full force and nothing can stop me but me. You know, saying those things to yourself would be useful in your journey, because any kind of dream takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of time, it takes honing in on your craft, holding yourself accountable for when you don't show up. And showing up consistently, it takes consistency. For me, basketball is like something, like, even when I didn't play, I would mentally be in the game. And I would watch Kobe, I would watch, you know, Allen Iverson, I would watch old Michael Jordan highlights. I would watch some of the best guards in the NBA talk about the game and watch how they play, some of the best shooters, and it all kind of led up to me eventually becoming a top-tier streetball player. I wouldn't say I'm a legend, a streetball legend, but I can hold my own against some good competition. And that is a huge accomplishment for me, because it was a huge accomplishment for me to become a decent basketball player, because I always struggled. I always, especially when I was younger, but it taught me some valuable lessons, and I was able to kind of take that and use that and apply that to a lot of things, you know, especially when it came to, you know, staying motivated. And, you know, putting the time and effort and work in. So, I guess this is going to be a short podcast for the day because I got a lot of things to do, but just want to say just keep fighting, and no matter how dark and bleak it looks, you know, in terms of whatever you're pursuing, you know, you might make a hard piece, you might say it look ugly. You know, I may comment that and then dislike your video at the same time, you know, and then you may have a breakup at the same time. So you gotta, when all those things hit you, all of it should be fuel to the fire. You know, some people take that and just snap and lose it, you know, versus just, you know, taking that as, you know, okay, well, you know, it's really time to step it up to a whole nother level, you know. And then having that intensity every single day to bring it, you know, like, to me, I think that's what separates the successful versus the unsuccessful. You know, just not quitting. When you don't quit, basically you're on the path to success, I believe. And you got to be able to want to make adjustments as well. So that's my little message for the day. You know, this is going to be a short cast, not a podcast, but stay tuned.